Some more to mix on Mix 105.1 Friday morning, and it's time for Florida or anywhere else in the world, our Stupid Criminals game. Let's meet our players this morning. Player number one is Denise, right here in Orlando. Good morning, Denise. Pick your coach. Will it be Dana or Adam this morning?
I'll take Adam, please.
Yeah! We're going to win.
He already lost something today, didn't he?
No.
No, it's okay. Player number two, out in Claremont, it's the one and only Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Happy Friday. You're going to have Dana as your coach.
Good morning. Yay, Dana.
Yay!
Oh, she cheered for you. Right. Here we go. It's Florida, anywhere else in the world. We're going to start off with you, Denise and Adam.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have ever had when, like, your husband and your wife, they've been 5 minutes late getting home. Suddenly you start getting panicked, like they should have been home by now. They've been in a crash or something. Well, there's a 48-year-old guy named Victor. He was out and about last week, and his husband didn't know where he was. Then the husband immediately jumped to a huge conclusion and reported that he had been kidnapped.
Oh.
So police showed up, then realized that the husband was kind of acting a little bit weird, maybe like he was on drugs. They asked him, "You been drinking or doing anything?" He goes, "Yeah, I did some meth." So apparently that's why the paranoia kind of came in.
Brush over that.
Yeah. So the missing husband, Victor, ended up getting home while the cops were actually still there, confirmed he hadn't been kidnapped and that he just stopped by the store to grab a drink real quick. Well, while Victor was there, they searched him too and found pipe and bags of drugs on him. And the happy couple went to jail after all that. Do we get to claim them in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Denise?
Oh my gosh, that I'm a news junkie. I have never heard that one. Adam, I'll what do you think about it?
Well, Denise, it's funny you ask. This story is just, it's obvious, because how many Victors do you know in life? None, right?
One.
You know one?
I do know one, but I don't think he's going to do meth. But
does he live in Florida is the question. Well, I don't know any Victors that live in Florida, so this is obviously somewhere else. And Victor's more of a European name, in my opinion. So I'd say anywhere else in the world, but it's your game.
I'll go with you, because I'm a news junkie. I follow the news, especially here, and I've not heard that story, so I'll say somewhere else.
Over to you, Jessica and Dana. What do you think?
All right, Dana, I think that this is probably in Florida. Unfortunately, I think we have a lot of meth heads in Florida.
Yeah.
So that's my guess. How about you? What do you think?
Ooh, my gut was out west for some reason. I don't know. Maybe Breaking Bad. I don't remember where that one was filmed. But I could see, I could see it in Florida. Let's go with Florida.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Took place in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
No.
That's barely Florida.
Good job, guys. We're winning.
All right. Over to you, Jessica and Danny. You'll get to start on this one. If you hear about somebody making their neighbors crazy by blasting music, it's usually those darn teenagers. This isn't usually how you picture it, but there's an 82-year-old woman. Her name is Stella. Back in 2016, she had a falling out with a family that lived next door to her. So Stella started torturing the family by blasting her music at all hours, and mostly she was playing the stuff that she loved from the 1920s, a song called The Laughing Policeman, over and over. Well, Stella was just doing it just to make her crazy, so the cops finally showed up after more than a year of complaints. They found Stella had her speakers pointed at the wall directly towards her neighbor's house, and she was inside wearing earplugs, so she didn't have to hear it. So after 2 years of blasting the music to drive him crazy, they finally arrested her on a charge of a course of conduct causing fear or alarm. I don't even know what that is.
Wow.
She ended up pled guilty in court this week and was fined almost $600 and has been asked to move. Do we get to claim this 82-year-old rocker in Florida or anywhere else in the world,
rocker.
Jessica?
Oh, goodness. Wow, she sounds amazing. I think that I have wonderful neighbors in Florida, so I think that this is going to be anywhere else in the world. But what do you think, Dana?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just think that the seniors in the villages are just a lot nicer than that. I'd like to think they wouldn't do that.
They're listening to Bruno Mars anyway. They're not listening to this stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think, Denise and Adam?
Oh, gosh. I'm thinking because there are so many older people in Florida, I'm thinking this could be a Florida story, but... What do you think, Adam?
I don't know. I don't think it is. It sounds like a charge. And our police officers here in Florida would not wait a year to file to go in on a complaint, much less in the United States. I think it's somewhere else in the world, personally. But it's your game.
Let's pick Florida. I don't know why I have a gut instinct here.
All right. This took place in Scotland.
Oh, look at that, Denise!
You were right.
Yeah. Wow, he even said anywhere else in the world.
Wow. I should have called the country, I was so sure.
All right, final one. It's 2-0 right now. See if you can get on the board with this one, Denise and Adam. There's a 65-year-old woman. Her name is Clarice. She's a great-grandmother. Back in high school, she actually played softball, but that's important to know because in the middle of the night this past Sunday, she heard a noise outside of her apartment. She saw this 300-pound guy who was wearing just his underwear trying to break into her car. So she opened the door and yelled at him, and then he charged at her.
Oh.
Well, fortunately for her, she had a baseball bat. So when she got close, she whacks him in the head. This is a quote from him. From her, I took that bat and I hit him upside the head like pee-yow, and he yelled out ow right from the police report.
Okay,
pee-yow.
He took off running in the trailer park nearby, and the cops were able to track him down. Turns out he's a 37-year-old guy named Antonio. He actually had drugs on him too, somewhere in his underwear, I guess, and was arrested for burglary and drug possession.
Wow. Scary.
Do we get to claim them in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Denise?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not doing too well. I'm thinking deep south, but not Florida. But Adam, this one's all yours because I've not been too good. So you pick.
Well, it's odd you say deep south because I was thinking too, like Alabama, Georgia, something like that, which would be considered the deep south. But the softball kind of throws me off because that could be a Florida. We have a lot of softball teams here. Jay's daughter is about to be a professional softball player.
She would be roped into this.
Yeah, the guy's just like, keep me out of this.
Yes. Right. But let's go. I agree with you. Let's go deep south, but not Florida. So anywhere else would be my guess. But it's your game.
Final
nope,
answer.
I'm with you. I'll take your opinion on this one.
All right.
He's trying to separate himself somewhere. Right. He always does that.
Jessica, for the clean sweep, what's your answer?
All right, Dana. I have a gut feeling that this one's in Florida. Just throwing it out there. What do you feel?
Good enough for me.
Final answer. Okay. Dana's like, I don't care. This took place in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Final score, 3-0.
Well, I kind of have my own point.
No,
for Scott.
No, you don't.
Do you see how he just throws you right under there, Denise? Wow. Thank you, guys.
I deserve it, to be honest with you.
Thank you, Denise.
What?
I just love the fact that she follows the news so much. I was able to find three stories she didn't know.
Yeah.
So, thanks for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world with us. Have a great morning.